I'd like to be rolling down I-17, heading up to Flagstaff right now.
I can see that happening.
With this music rolling, the snowflakes falling from the sky.
Your new ski helmet in the back seat.
My new ski helmet came in. Yes.
And you want to do it now because... if you wait 24 hours, it's going to be rough.
I'm thinking, yeah. They're saying the travel advisories for Monday going to be pretty rough. But boy, what a great day to maybe target a day on the slopes for Thursday or Friday.
I was thinking Rosie's dream come true would be to get up there and get stuck up there, Gary. Sorry, can't make it back.
So that a mile away.
That would be a dream come true.
Hey, before you get back to home improvement, we do get many press releases, and we can't cover them all, but this was a really cool one. It's coming up this week, January 28th.
Okay.
It's for disabled American veterans, and it's a job fair. And if you're interested, it's jobs.dav.org, and you can get on there and find out, you know, exactly how you go about it, but you can actually get interviews and get lined up with a job. So it's disabled American veterans.
Wow. Can Rosie on the House participate in that?
I don't know. I'll find out.
I mean, we're looking to hire somebody at Rosie on the House right now, someone that's familiar with construction, doesn't need to get on a roof, climb a ladder, or go out on job sites, just needs to report to the office.
And this is a task job. You know, it's a kind of a Girl Friday kind of job.
Yes.
Or a Boy Friday kind of job. Just somebody to do a lot of tasks. So you can give us you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you're interested.
Yes.
It's a part-time job.
Where did that term come from?
It's going to.
Girl Friday?
I don't know, but it just sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like this and that and everything else.
But why Friday? What's wrong with the other days?
We are flexible that way as well.
And that limits it because the last person doing that job at our office was a man.
Well, I said Boy Friday, too.
Okay. A Boy Girl Friday. All right. So the Veterans Job Fair this week. Mm-hmm. It's virtual?
Yes, it is.
And
the 28th. It's Phoenix Jobs. So you would email jobs.dav.org. I'll have Carol throw it up on Facebook as well.
Okay. Let's see if we can bring in caller on line number two. I don't have a caller name. Let's see if we can bring him in, see if we can help him out. Good morning.
Please identify yourself.
Please identify yourself if you can hear my voice. I do not have your name. Hello?
Let's tell you what.
Let's see if we can go to Wendy then, and we'll come back to that caller. Wendy, good morning. Let's see if we can answer your question real quick.
Okay, I have a metal roof that was put on my house in 1996, and I keep hearing advertisements, if your roof is over 20 years old, you need to have it replaced. Is that true of metal roofs, too?
No, Wendy, that roof ought to last you the rest of your life and that home's life. If it was done correctly, the last thing you need to be worrying about is your roof. Put your mind at ease.
Thank you so much.
You're going to enjoy this weekend?
All right. You too. Thank you, Rosie.
All right. Thank you. And that's a great question because you do hear a lot of these ads right now. And generally speaking, if a roof is 20 years old, it warrants at least an investigation, someone to take a look at it, make sure it's someone you trust. We've recently been approached by what I would call, I don't know what else to call them other than roof scammers, that knock on your door unsolicited and tell you, this is at one of our rental properties, knocks on the door and says your roof has hail damage and we can get it replaced for no cost out of your pocket more than $500. We're going to convince your insurance company it's hail damage and all you need to do is sign the contract right here.
And then you sign a contract and then they can't get the approval from the insurance company, so you're stuck with a contract and paying it yourself.
And if they do get the insurance company to buy in on the deal, there's a good chance they haven't been here long. They're storm chasers. They may have even illegally rented someone else's license, which is illegal, but it happens all the time.
We call these roof rats of the humankind. So just be careful what you do and be careful. You don't have to answer the door to anybody. You certainly never have to let anybody in your home that you didn't invite there.
It is a very current scam. Even at the point of the rental property, we've had two of those approaches in the last 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
So it seems to be kind of the going trend right now. We checked on both those companies. They both happened to be licensed, bonded, and insured. but they also both had only been licensed, bonded, and insured less than 6 months.
Yeah.
In Arizona.
We like to see a company at least 5 years in business, make sure they can know how to stay in business.
That's a big warning sign to me. So look for those companies that have been servicing the Valley for a long term to protect yourself, okay? It's what we do when we're vetting our partners and any vendors we use in the at our own home or remodeling. We like to know someone's been successful. And that's not to say we don't pull for the newcomer. But if we use a newcomer, we put them on a leash that's about as long as your fingernail. we tie them up pretty tight, and we would hope that you would too. So we're here at Rose on the House this particular last half hour to answer your questions. We do have the tip of the week that we talk about. We had special guests last week, Ms. Connor Bridges, talking about... Bridges Connor. Decluttering. Get organized with Bridges and Company. And we talked about all the things necessary on eliminating the confusion of clutter and yes. We're going to have Ms. Bridges back on in a few minutes and give us another couple tips on how to maintain that.
Out with the old and in with the new is the theme on that one.
And I'll give you a hint. It's tax season. You might be able to save on your taxes if you declutter.